and the rocket's red glare. Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN, far and wide across the country. And I'm going to give out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. Join with us, DV Kid, author, patriot, oh, radio show host. You're busy and you say you still have a life, and we wish you well in that part of your life. And enjoyable hours, many are sending, I'm sending your way. I appreciate your expertise. I would like to start this hour with just a little bit of a moment here, and then I'm going to have you go where you'd like to go. But Orly Tate, an incredible woman. I'm just wondering, you mentioned her progress with the idea of the mini social security numbers that involved maybe Obama's wife Robinson and her brother and a few things like that. And then, of course, her incredible energy to seek out people like Glenn Beck's producer or the Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Do you feel like this will have some impact? You talked about the legality of the laws being passed, but what's your best assessment on how that would work? Then I would like to inform you that we have had a caller that had a specific question for you regarding stealing in the National Archives, and perhaps that's a topic you have covered before, or you may not know what he's talking about, but I just thought
I'd do. That I know okay. Exactly what he's talking about, and it's I'll just address that first, because to me, this is so sickening. You know, the National Archives is being systematically looted. Somebody's stealing our history. These are original documents, and yes, a lot of them have been put on microfilm, but my friend, Dane von Brucken-Reichenhardt, he's president of the Bill of Rights Foundation, very active, he has a brilliant legal mind, but his landlord is Dick Heller of the big gun case out there in D.C. So Dane and another friend of mine who does a lot of research out there, they were doing some research, and can't say a whole lot because there's still an investigation going on, but because of what Dane was doing, I'll just say that it ended up pointing the finger right at the guy who used to work in the Clinton administration who stole all the, Sandy Berger. Berger was the fall guy, okay? This guy who became an advisor during Hillary Clinton, he's another Marxist, during her campaign. After he cut a plea with the Justice Department, he paid a $50,000 fine, but he was stuffing documents in his socks and his underwear, which he subsequently destroyed. These were original memos having to do with Bill Clinton and Osama bin Laden and some of the terrorist stuff. They can never be replaced. But what Dane and my other friend, who doesn't want to be identified on the air, but I was just with them in Washington, D.C., doing other research at the archives, were working on a different project. And not only did they run into stone walls, they would order up documents and they would come in the boxes. There's a lot of old documents. And then they wouldn't get finished. The next day they go back. Well, guess what? The documents are all gone. They've disappeared. Nobody knows where they are. We're going to go to break.
We'll go to break. We'll pick it up there.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What a thief, what a thief one would be to steal history. How about the archives of a nation no longer safe? We're getting ready to understand quite quickly that we have an administration that doesn't necessarily go by rules. If you have Napolitano in charge of security, and she's an advocate of open borders and doesn't know the law, we're not going by the rules very well. Now the archives. Please continue.
Anyway, while I was there, this was just a couple of weeks ago, so my two friends, they run into this problem. While I'm out there, they're helping me. And this is an entirely different project. This is my project. This other guy flew in from Texas to help me, and Dane lives in Washington, D.C. there. I'm doing one thing in the National Archives, and I'll tell you what, you have to go through hell to get in those buildings. Washington, D.C. is like a big, giant prison, and you get treated like the con. I mean, I love the monuments, except for the FDR one and stuff like that, but I don't care for the people. You literally are treated like a criminal, but you have to go through all these hoops and horse and pony show to even get in the building. You have to register your cell phone, you know, everything. So we get inside, and I'm doing one thing, Dane's doing another, and our friend is doing something else. Now, he does so much research there, he knows all those people. He's been at this for years. He makes, you know, money doing professional research. So we ordered up a whole box of documents and one special document. Well, not only we didn't get it, but we had to wait till the next day. And when my friend goes to get to another, there's another repository over in Maryland. And he gets there, and lo and behold, the big high mucky muck from the National Archives drives all the way over to the other one to meet him there. And then they gave him the wrong box of stuff. It wasn't even what he asked. So that delayed what we were doing by about 4 hours. But my friend, of all the years he's been doing research, he said, Stevie, they never send the big shot from the National Archives all the way over here just to assist you. And then they turned around and gave him the wrong stuff anyway. And then we still couldn't get what we wanted. So by the later that afternoon, the three of us were sitting in Ron Paul's office complaining to him about this. That wasn't the scheduled meeting, but that was the first thing we brought up, was the fact that this is going on and it needs to be stopped. You know, these documents are disappearing. And it's not one document. It literally is boxes and boxes and boxes of our history being stolen. It makes me sick. I love archives. I'm a weirdo like that. When I lived in Sacramento, I used to go down to the state archives. You know, it's an inconvenience because you have to check everything. You can't take anything except for the key to the locker. But I love those places because our history is there. The stealing it is just, it makes me sick.
And for your seasoned researcher, this is a new happening?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A new happening.
And but the roadblocks that they threw up against us over these documents, handing the wrong box and then not being able to get them. Dane is still working on getting the rest of the documents because one of the reasons I was doing it in person is to get them what's called court certified. That means you can only obtain them in the room. You cannot take them out or it breaks the chain of command, and they put the seal on it and the ribbons and everything, and that proves that they came from the archives. So,
except Larry Summers, right?
Sandy Berger.
I mean Sandy. I've got them all together now.
So,
Sandy Berger.
But how typical of Clinton, Hillary Clinton. And, of course, I've been trying to get a hold of Jeff over at Judicial Watch to find out the status of their lawsuit to get her thrown out of office because her appointment is in violation of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. But I haven't been able to get a hold of him for a couple of days. But how typical of Hillary and her husband. They're Bonnie, the modern-day Bonnie and Claude. They're just out-and-out criminals. And who did she hire for an advisor to her presidential campaign? A guy, a crook. Berger's a crook. You can't deny it. He paid the $50,000 fine. He's barred from practicing law for a while, and he had to do some kind of community service, but he certainly destroyed those documents. She hires a thief.
Anyway, a lot of work for the citizens of the United States to do. Maybe you haven't climbed a hard wall yet. Maybe you don't know about how to put your feet on this path we're on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not DV's work. It's not her challenge. It's your challenge as well. I keep thinking, you know, people will get the picture here. If your income and your savings and your 401ks or whatever, your money, that can go away. They can take everything, right? And then your freedoms, your speech. We can see what's happening right before our eyes. Our freedoms are definitely at risk. We were told we'd have transparency with this new administration and accountability. Unemployment, is that increasing, or
we're still hemorrhaging 20,000 jobs a day.
And what was your comment or thoughts on these issues at the OAS and Chavez of Venezuela? I keep thinking they didn't even tell us all the things they signed us up for down there. They never do. But
why was anybody shocked to see Obama, you know, chumming it up with Chavez? They're communists. The birds of a feather flock together. I mean, it didn't surprise me. Nothing that this usurper president is doing is pleasing many people, including his own base. The fact that he wants to send another 100,000 troops into Afghanistan to keep killing the indigenous population, for what? There's no money in the treasury to fund it. But second of all, for what? Who are we chasing around over there? All we're doing is stealing from the American people to go over and create nothing but death and destruction in that country. It's just a continuation of the illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral invasion of Iraq. You're just dragging the quagmire across another border. For what?
going back to Orly Tates now. And her efforts there.
Oh, she's amazing.
She is. And I have been suggesting that maybe I gave out the address yesterday. I don't know whether I have it right here with me, but we had a caller call in, DV, that recommended he was not wealthy. He was on a fixed income, yet he felt very strongly for these different groups that were trying so hard. And so he had spent a lot of money for him and maybe $10 that he would send to a lot of different groups that were doing good things. And I was suggesting that Orly Tates could use the help of America in her battle and send it to her address, because she had had trouble with being hacked on the computer with her websites and her capability there. But what do you think will occur here in the future? I know you have been very outspoken about Barry Solotaro and Obama and the use of the name, the fraudulent entry on being an attorney in Illinois by not suggesting he had any other name, and, of course, his birth certificate. So if you could just kind of put that together in your best judgment, because I know you spoke out on this issue very early.
Well, just going back one second to what you said about Orly, those of us that do this kind of research, we do depend on donations. I don't get maybe six a whole year long. My trip to Washington was sponsored by a couple of individuals who, you know, put up the money for me to go there because they know what I'm doing is vitally important, which I'm not going to talk about right now. But so none of us are rich. We depend on these donations. I sent Orly out of my own pocket a few dollars. She's a dentist by trade. She's also a lawyer, a woman who's lived in a communist country. She escaped from Chechnya. But all of this takes away from her time with her family. I mean, she works around the clock, and yeah, she does have volunteers and stuff, but she also has to pay these private investigators. In her letter to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and I think this was a very effective thing that she did, by pointing out the fact that there's no question, if you look at Obama's Selective Service application, that they changed the date, that it's a forgery, and he's committed fraud on that one. That, I think, is an easily provable one. But all of this is building. I mean, she's gone after law enforcement all at every level across this country. And at some point, they're not going to be able to contain this. There's going to be such a huge outcry because it's not going to go away. Or his handlers, when his base on the left, and there have been a few posts here and there on Obama supporter websites and columnists who write such glowing things about him, have made little tiny statements here and there that, yes, the birth certificate issue continues to be, quote, problematic. When it reaches that point, they'll kick him under the bus. I want him to go to jail because he has pulled off the biggest fraud in the history of this country since the Federal Reserve Act and the fraudulent ratification of the 16th and 17th Amendments to the Constitution. So it's taking a while, but it has to be the boots on the ground concept. We all have to keep pounding. I called out to U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Taylor's office the last 2 days to fight, because I sent the full file myself, my version of it, with documentation, politely asking him, and he appears to be a pretty straight shooter, to convene a quo warranto under those D.C. statutes, 16-3501, 02, and 03. Nobody will return my phone call, which, of course, I don't like. But on the other hand, we have to remember that if Obama gets one sniff of a U.S. attorney going after him, he'll fire him. He has the authority to do that. He can fire all of them.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Born on the 4th of July, we're talking about a lot of different topics that affect you. I spoke about a mailing address for certainly a woman of the hour, 2009, Dr. Orly Taitz. That's T-A-I-T-Z. And if you'd like to drop a check, $10 would be better than none, but $10 is a good amount, and if enough of you do that, it would help her load. And that address is 26302 La Paz, L-A, capital P-A-Z, Suite 211, Mission Viejo, that's V-I-E-J-O, Mission Viejo, California, 92691. It would just be so nice if the listening audience of Born on the 4th of July connected the fact that our nation was created a republic with a Bill of Rights for its citizens, wonderful constitution, and you have an immigrant who lived under the tyranny of the Soviet Union fighting your cause. $10. If you could do more, fine. Why not? Look what people are doing because of love of country. No pay, love of country. Anyway, you mentioned a document, and I lost his name right now, but he works for Accuracy in Media, I believe.
Cliff Kincaid.
Cliff, okay, that's what I needed. Cliff Kincaid, was he the one that produced the lengthy document that you referred to?
Yes, the Obama's communist ties in Hawaii and Obama's communist ties in Chicago.
And where would would they get that at his website?
Keep talking and I'll do a Google search real quick and I'll tell you what the
U.S. helpful. Ladies and gentlemen, a chronology presented by Cliff Kincaid would be documented. It would be authentic. It would be researched. It would be something that would help you to see the picture. And so if DV can bring that up as to where you can locate that.
Got it right in front of me.
Okay, take it away.
It's www.usasurvival.org/docs/Hawaii-Obama.pdf. And I'll say it back slowly. usasurvival.org/docs/Hawaii-Obama.pdf. That's the 47-page one on the communism in Hawaii and the Obama connection and how he was literally recruited by Frank Marshall Jr. If you just, when you're looking at the link, you can use the backspace to go to just usasurvival.org. That's their home page. And you'll find the link for the Communism in Chicago report also. They're very detailed. Cliff Kincaid is a meticulous and very accurate researcher.
And he's been in the media and had different positions for a long time. So he could not risk his career with information that...
His credibility's on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Barbara Jean, I want to go back when you asked, because I didn't answer your question fully about that DHS memo. Was it intentionally leaked or could a patriot have done it?
Right.
It could have been either one, but probably not a patriot. I think that they, you know... This is an attempt to politicize law enforcement. I think this is a little different than the little blue dress that made Matt Drudge the powerhouse that he is. Somebody. Matt Drudge was a unknown computer blogger type young man down in West Hollywood. You know that he's homosexual. He ran with a different type of crowd. Somebody whispered in his ear about the little blue dress. Because it was meant to come out. This memo, I probably think it wasn't. But it certainly has tested the waters, and what they're seeing is a wall of resistance that they don't like. They don't like at all. And, of course, it keeps people agitated. It keeps them mad. It keeps, you know, just like the tea parties, when you have these fools like Garofalo or whatever, that so-called comedian woman, you know, who said that the Tea Parties were racist and a plot against Obama and all this stuff. It just keeps the American people agitated against each other while the evildoers go about their business.
Well, you know, such a declaration that we're all in focus here. I mean, they cut a past maybe 75% of America and decided they could be potential terrorists. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, why would this be their thinking? And if it is their thinking, it should be exposed, certainly. But I keep wondering if they wanted to rev up the time frame or it just seems to me, my sense would be that it was leaked, but purposely. But,
well, it could be. It could be leaked because they want to see, that, you know, what kind of resistance is out there. The evildoers, I call them the masters of the game, because they are. These people, these globalists, we'll get on the other side of the break.
Okay. We'll go to break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
To welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, D.V. Kidd, today's guest, and an incredible woman, an incredible patriot. I'm so proud to speak with her from time to time and learn from her. We also have Carl in Alabama. So, D.V., why don't you finish what you were into before we went to break, and then, Carl, welcome. We'll have you on.
Well, I was just going to segue into, you know, all of this anxiety that people are feeling out there over all that's going on. I don't know if you know about this bill that just passed the House, but I encourage my listening audience last night to get on the phone today to the HELP committee out there, the senators, to vote no. Are you aware of the Mothers Act bill?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It passed the House. This one went right under the radar with no discussion, no anything. And, of course, this is, and I'll just read one of the little excellent analysis. It's a sweeping government policy for all new births in the United States. It has passed the House, now to the Senate. The Mothers Act, if passed, will mandate that all new mothers be screened by a means of a list of subjective questions that will determine if the mothers mentally fit to take their newborn home. And if they aren't, then you, the mother, the spouse, can be forced into treatment or put on antidepressants, which we know cause psychosis, delusions, and homicidal thoughts. This is another dangerous bill. It was H.R. 20, the new mother's mandated, and it was named after some woman, the Melanie Blocker Stokes Mothers Act. So, and I named the senators. get on the phone to these people and tell them to vote no on this. But once again, if it becomes law and a single woman who is not, is, you know, they want to force her to undergo some sort of testing or question, then I can see the lawsuits coming. I can see the lawsuits.
Carl in Alabama, welcome.
Yes, ma'am. I'm enjoying y'all. I was going to say if Dr. Tates or DV could get one attorney general to go on this suit and file it, they have to hear it. But you'd have to get one outside the Deep South, the Confederate States, which is Texas, because that'd make it, you know, look bad, like Montana, even Alaska, Nebraska. But if you could get one state attorney general, they have to hear the case and to file it there. I think that's the only way to get it go. I don't think you'll ever do anything in the federal system.
Well, like I said, you know, Carl, the problem is, you know, number one, Obama Satoru has the authority to fire any U.S. attorney at any time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about attorney general of a state. If you see,
well,
when a state files, attorney general of a state files a brief or whatever, the Supreme Court has to hear it. They can't deny hearing when a state attorney general. If
well,
you
I
get
know
one
that...
state attorney general to file one, they would have to hear it.
Well, I know that she's already contacted all the state attorney generals and the governors. Okay, so all of these elected public servants, none of them can say they don't know what's going on. This whole issue is saturated across this country. I mean, there was a guy in the, what's the name of that town? It's down near the Gulf of Mexico. I'll think of it in a second. This is a small town. I've been through there before. But he's a local police chief. And he says, well, I don't have the authority to do this, the fraud in the state of Texas and Obama, you know, running on the ticket. But I have a friend who's a CID, and he owes me a favor. I'm going to get him on this. So I know that it is the hot topic, you know, besides the tea parties, but it's under the radar. But at some point, you build critical mass and something's going to pop.
You was at a tea party here in Alabama that Russ and Dee Fine had several years ago, wasn't you?
I can, the reception of the audio isn't very good.
Caller, just speak very slowly. We didn't get that last question.
I said you was at a tea party here in Alabama that Russ and Dee Fine had several years ago, I think.
Hmm.
Used to be radio host here in Birmingham.
Hmm.
It isn't coming very clear through, but we're trying. We're trying very hard to alert the people, and I'm appreciative of your call in Alabama, and go find your attorney general in your state and talk to him personally. These people are accessible. Don't think that, oh, well, they're over there, they're smarter than I am. That's not the case. They need our input. There's so many things I wanted to ask you, DV, about your opinion of what's happened so fast since this administration has come to pass. The one question would be, do you suppose that if Obama had been queried as a candidate in regard to gun control, and if he had stood there with a teleprompter perhaps, referencing the Inter-American Convention Against Illicit Manufacturing of and Trafficking in Firearms, Ammunition, Explosives, and I love this, and other related materials, do you think the Americans would have listened to him?
Well, I covered that on my radio show last week. You know, there's supposedly, allegedly, more than 80 million gun owners. But when you look at the demographics of the so-called, you know, voter turnout, the vote, it doesn't make any sense from a common standpoint. Why would, even if only half the gun owners in the United States, they knew that Obama was anti-Second Amendment. That was obvious from the get-go. And supposedly tens of millions of them voted for this guy? I mean, it's the same comparison that, and I forget the exact percentage, but it was in states that very economically depressed, hard-hit Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Huge numbers of Catholics voted for Obama? How can you account for this? So when, you know, when we're talking about, you know, would the voters listen, who's voting? You know? I mean, none of it makes any sense when you think about it.
So we have the aspect or the specter of voter fraud.
Oh. And what is Congress doing? What is your representative who's pro-choice? Oh, my gosh, that's the end of the argument. What has your representative done to stop ACORN? You keep signing on and voting for these spending bills that rob and steal from the American people to fund these corrupt organizations. I pound on this on my show all the time. I've been doing it in my columns for 10 years. Let's bring the argument about taxation back to the right argument. Never mind all of these phony alternative taxing schemes like fair tax, flat tax. Those are only different ways to continue to fund the same agenda. That's all it is. The founding fathers, the framers, they wrote the Constitution to ensure that a federal income tax would never be levied against the American people, and that's why the 16th Amendment came into play. But you want to talk about ACORN? There's no constitutional authority to fund them. There's no constitutional authority to steal from Barbara Jean or Carl to fund lawsuits brought by the American Communist Lawyers Union, the ACLU. There is no legal authority to spend money on this. And therefore, let's talk about getting rid of all these unnecessary cabinets. The Federal Department of Education that gobbles down $60 billion a year. The EPA that derives its jurisdiction from international treaties. The FDA, ditto. The Department of Fatherland Security. All of these agencies, we don't need any of them. They certainly don't have only negative impacts on the American people. But again, it's the spending to support corrupt organizations like ACORN, whose only goal, and I know that in my heart, I believe that so many of the people who do work for the ACORN, they truly believe they're doing something good for democracy. But they don't have any understanding of our true and legal form of government. They don't understand that they're being manipulated and used. They're the minions. They're the little worker bees out there contributing to building a totalitarian state and vote fraud, using the ballot box to usher in evil people like Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a., and all the rest of his aliases. This is the agenda. And the people that have the power to stop it continue to get reelected. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Not at all. And
as a matter of fact, tonight on my show, I'm going to mention this one book because I forgot to do it last night. I got it sitting right here in front of me. This book is called Reds in America. It's a great book. It was published in 1928, and it talks all about how the American Civil Liberties Union was brought to being and how it was, what the agenda was to infiltrate and break down our laws and break down our culture in 1928. It's an excellent
Reds
old book.
In America, incredible. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I've been reading Pawns in the Game, and it talks about the revolution in Spain. And we need to have these references or go to the Cultural Revolution in the 60s in Mao's China. See the brutality, see the murder, understand for a political idea such as communism, no holds barred. And I think we need that eye-opener to see clearly what we're doing today. In the idea of the gun control issue, you bring up a good point. If we have these 80 million and he sailed through in areas where this should not have occurred, and now he can speak in a country in Mexico who doesn't have a Second Amendment, and then all of the other countries to boot, he's happy to join with this international treaty that could circumvent the Second Amendment with the stupidity of the Senate going along. So I just want to make people know that this bill could modify a firearm in any way if you chose to do that, and it could be that reloading or putting together a gun kit could go under the auspices of this new convention that he has now indicated an interest in. How could that be that the President of the United States would so speak in regard to the Bill of Rights? I just think people should be more shocked than they are. I don't know how to explain it any better, but these are arrows to the heart of America.
Yeah, and the gun owners out there, you know, like I said, it's inconceivable to me that 80 million gun owners, even if you only took 50% of them who got off their backsides and went and voted, would vote for somebody who so obviously is anti-Second Amendment by his own words and actions. What? Because he promises more money for Social Security? Because he promises diversity? Because he promises to be something for everyone? Just like George Bush, just like Bill Clinton, just like Bush before him. It's just, you know, the same old, you know, same agenda. They just send in a different salesman. But now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. This country is in meltdown. People, you leave your house today, go out and drive to the store and look at the people around there, around your city and town. How many of them know? Most of them, sadly, are just like cattle. They properly herd them in the right direction, which is why I wrote those columns about the Thomas Paine video, because you have a million people out there, God bless them for getting out there and having their voices heard, but who's herding them? What direction are they herding them into? Well, there's all this promotion of the fair tax when there's nothing fair about the fair tax at all. Like I said, it's just a different method to fund the same agenda. So I think, you know, the movements, they're trying to hijack the movement. But it's the old herding technique. And, you know, Americans are out there trying to put food on the table. And it's bad. When you talk about losing 20,000 jobs a day, you're talking about unemployment. I covered this on my radio show. And I got quite a few emails from people who were disgusted. They know people who are collecting unemployment between the state and federal. Some of these people, I know that they are entitled to their state unemployment, okay? And I know that people need it and they're desperate. I fully understand that. But when you have unemployment that runs for over a year, what they're doing is replacing paychecks with unemployment checks as paychecks and offering up more sticks like national service. Here, go to work for the Department of Fatherland Security. Go to work for the government. Go to work. Pretty soon, everybody's working for the government. Private industry's been nationalized or squeezed out. And what do we have? We have a nightmare that's in the works with the blessings of this lunatic Nancy Pelosi and an impotent Republican sitting in the House and the Senate who didn't get the job done when they had 14 years to get it done. When the Republicans took power in January of 1995, and they didn't lose it until the end of 2006, those elections, they didn't get rid of one cabinet. They turned around and outspent the Democrats. That's why I wrote a column after the 2004 elections. I said, why are the Democrats so upset about the election? The Republicans are going to continue to spend for all your social welfare programs, and they did. There's no difference. That's why I say no excuses for your incumbent. Not all of them have to go. If we don't, and of course, if you don't have an informed electorate, you're in trouble.
And you hold to that. You spend all your time informing the folks so they can fight in a proper manner. I know the name of your show has to do with solutions, and I think that's really good because that's what we need. We're trying to show that we're in this peril, but there are things that can happen, and it does take energizing in behalf of this country.
About politics. I don't care about the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or the Libertarian. I don't care about the party. Never have. What's important is that the solutions are there, but if people don't know about them, if they get herded into another direction, the anxiety level goes up. People are so self-medicated in this country on antidepressants and stuff. And I'm going to talk about this on my show tonight. It's going to be a lot about health issues. If you don't have a healthy body and a healthy mind, you can't be an effective freedom fighter. You know, it's time to clean up our bodies and get with the program here. Everybody's screaming about universal health care and the cost of health care. Yes, I've covered that before, explained in detail how Congress destroyed the finest health care system in this world when they passed the HMO Act in 1973. But isn't it also our responsibility to do whatever we can to keep our bodies healthy? You know, instead of a pill for this and a pill for that, you know, I do a lot of traveling. And I see it everywhere I go. People sitting in restaurants who are 50, 60, 80 pounds overweight. And what are they doing? They're sitting there consuming more calories and carbohydrates on their plate than I eat in a week.
We have Gary in California. Welcome.
Good morning, or no, good afternoon. you know, I just tuned in, so I don't know your guest's name.
It's DV Kid.
Oh, the DV Kid. All right.
And okay, now you don't need to criticize me.
No. As a matter of fact, I loved it. Listen, Alan Stang just brags about you. No, my brother, of course, all the way up in Seattle, Washington, talks about you.
You're
awesome.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Born on the 4th of July, I would like to take this opportunity to thank DV for all she does for you and me across this nation in regard to retaining a republic and a nation for freedom. We have Gary on. You have just a brief moment to talk to DV. Thank you for calling in, and we'll go to Gary in California.
Yeah, you're one of our heroes, you might say. My brother, I'm in San Diego, and he lives clean up in Seattle, and he we talked to each other, and he says, "Did you read what she had to say?" You know, and
impeccable work.
Well, you certainly live in a beautiful area. San Diego's where my daughter was born. It's just lovely down there.
Well, the weather's nice, but the crowd isn't.
I know.
I mean, if I lived, if I was Mexican, it would be wonderful.
Well.
I'm not, but anyway, you mentioned something about how these people are running. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do, of course, with TV. And then you mentioned the education, the federal education system.
Federal Department of Ed.
These kids are taught in the schools from day one socialism. Here in San Diego, I can remember when I went, when I was back in the 50s, I went to Horace Mann for 6 months. I grew up in the county in Lemon Grove. You know where that's probably at.
Mm-hmm.
And the county schools taught that communism was bad. And they taught what it was all about and how bad it was. I went to the City of San Diego School of Horace Mann. There was a teacher there. She said that communism was okay, and it was just a government, you know. But it, and she went into bragging about how it feeds everybody and does all the things that they brag about. Now, that was the difference between the San Diego City schools, who had a lot of multiculturalism going on even at that time, compared to the county schools, who did.
I have my own show. If you go to my website, dv.com, you'll see the banner. You can click on it. My show comes on at 6 o'clock p.m. your time. I have a good show coming up on education. But I know for a fact this has been going on for a long time. When I ran for Congress up there in the 2nd Congressional District in California, I had parents come to me from Tehama County with the school books from their kids, teaching them how to become a global citizen and shed the idea of nation state.
Did you might want to talk a little bit about that girl who was running for Miss America, and she didn't talk well about the homosexuals, so she didn't get the first prize.
Don't you just love it that they have a gossip internet blogger who's a sodomite as a judge for a female beauty contest?
That's sort of a catch-22, I would say.
Well, 2009, only 2009. It's incredible what's happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean, that guy, Perez Hilton, there's a picture of him on WorldNet Daily. Their lead column today was he called her the C word besides the B word, and it showed a picture of him with his pink hair and his little underpanties. They had a little thing across his personal area, his personal thing, and his high heels walking down the street. I mean, this guy is a flaming cornholer. And he sits there and, unreal.
It's unreal.
He takes his high heels off and hit him over the head with it. What they're going to do.
DV, we're going to come to a close all too soon. Mm-hmm. And Gary, aren't you happy you got to talk to DV?
Yes,
talk
I
to
am.
Your friends and tell him that you have interacted with her personally.
Oh, you guys, stop it. Stop it. Heavens to Merg.
It strengthens us all.
I'm going to go in my kitchen and cook Swiss chard, if you can believe that.
Okay, well, watch the carbs. Anyway, thanks for coming on. Good luck with all you do, and we'll be back in touch, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
With recent